Here's Corin Stembridge with the latest chapter in her new mother's field notes.
Just weeks ago, we sat around the dining room table. My son's high chair occupied the position of honor at one end. His parents and grandparents stared lovingly at this beautiful, smart, energetic person, dressed, I'm sorry, I just couldn't resist, in a plush hat in the shape of a birthday cake with one candle on the top. A hat he deigned to wear just long enough for me to take his photograph. We celebrated JJ's first birthday in grand style. We had cake, there were presents, and the birthday boy was both delighted and delightful. And during the chaos of the celebration, I thought about how wonderful this year had been. After 9 months of anticipation, my son appeared, joyful, needy, complex, and sweet, and suddenly I was a mother. My lack of experience meant nothing to him, as he is also a novice. We are learning together, taking turns at giving and receiving. In 12 short months, there have been a million triumphs, discoveries, and experiences. First laugh, first cheerio, first steps. Is rocked to sleep, sleeps 8 hours, and wakes laughing. A roll into a seated position, crawls 3 steps, uses a table to help stand, and runs away down the hall, begging to be chased. His development is miraculous, and yet each and every baby does this, to the wonderment of everyone who loves him. On September 11th, I stood in the parking lot outside the playgroup I had joined with JJ, one of 10 mothers paralyzed among the rows of SUVs and minivans. The babies sat quietly in their car seats, strollers, and carriers, shaking rattles, sucking pacifiers, and cooing to stuffed animals. The mothers wept, each of us for our own reasons, but collectively for the loss of so many parents and so many children. We wept because of our own vulnerability, and we knew with certainty that despite all of our mothers' fierceness and pride, we were powerless to insulate our children from the unspeakable tragedies that are possible in life. Today, JJ stands on tiptoe before a tower of large cardboard bricks. He has stacked them end on end so that they soar over his head. He reaches gently to set the final brick atop the stack and sends the whole pile tumbling to the ground. Laughing, he begins again, and when he reaches this same precarious moment, he comes to me, uses my leg as a stepladder, and with a little steadying from his dad, he slides that last brick into place, the pinnacle of his tower. My son's tower symbolizes for me the many acts and moments that will create the structure of his life, of every child's life. His willingness to rebuild that tower, stronger and smarter with each attempt, is reason for smiles and exclamations of praise, and it is also one of the purest reasons I know for hope.